Tori, you've mentioned this, but really the big elephant in the room is the price tag. I mean, the cost, I struggled to get my head around it.
I also struggled to get my head around it, along with the submarines. But you've got to remember that's over that huge period of time. So it's not going to come out of the purse next week. So at the moment, we're only talking sort of hundreds of millions. But, you know, governments, it's like they do get to kick that can down the road a little bit, right? Like Labor might get in for a second term, and even then they're not seeing those trains run necessarily. And then could be a Liberal government gets in and says, look at this massive, you know, burden that they've left us with. Has it gone too far for us to pull the pin on it now? And again, it's the cyclical nature of the electoral cycle that renders these things, big things, really hard to kick off and deliver on time and on budget.
As you say, we've been talking about it since the 70s, the 80s. What do critics tell you about why we don't have it yet? Is it that we just lack sort of vision in Australia?
Vision combined with exactly what you were saying before. I think, you know, 3 years later, you get another government in. And that's working at a state level as well, of course. So state governments have also had various ideas for high-speed rail. But again, they might kick things off and then the economic circumstances change, or the next government doesn't think it's a good idea, or it was just somebody's election pledge and they didn't think they were ever going to be called on it. So we do struggle with these big projects, but also probably because the public balks at that huge amount of money. So even though we know that it could help with housing and employment, there'd also be people, I imagine, going, how are we chucking billions around when I'm struggling to put food on the table?
What do you think, Tori? Do you think we're closer than we've ever been this time around, or are we going to be having the same conversation in a couple of years?
Promise me it'll be you and me having the same conversation. Then we'll flash back to our previous selves. Look, it does feel like this is a step forward because of the idea of that detailed planning. Like that's the actual practical, technical things that have to happen for this to pan out. All those things we spoke about, you know, things have changed that maybe make this a more feasible idea. And, you know, I'm sure Anthony Albanese wants this as his legacy, so he'll do what he can. But again, he's not going to be Prime Minister forever, or Infrastructure Minister, or Transport Minister.
Tori, on that note, thank you so much for talking trains today.
I wish I could zip up and see you.
One day, maybe.
One day, maybe.
They might build it. Yeah. That was senior reporter Tori Shepherd. This episode was produced by Daniel Simo, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of this episode of Full Story was Miles Herbert and Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.